Now, some say it's an olive branch to Latino voters. Others are more dramatic by calling it a come-to-Jesus moment. Whatever it is, Republican politicians have proposed a version of the DREAM Act to create a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, a Texas Republican, introduced the bill last week.
I think ours is better than the DREAM Act because it doesn't allow them to cut in line in front of people who have come and abided by the rules of our laws today.
Well, joining us once again to discuss pressure to pass immigration reform is former WGBH journalist Maria Hinojosa, who hosts the NPR program Latino USA. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Boston.
Well, what's the difference between the Democratic-supported DREAM Act and this GOP bill that's called the ACHIEVE Act?
You know, Bob, if you follow immigration reform and you've been following it like I have for 25 years, there's a lot of intricacies in terms of these different bills. But really, the headline in terms of the difference between a Democratic-supported DREAM Act versus the GOP bill is one provides a path to citizenship, that would be the Democratic path, and the other one doesn't. What the Republican plan right now, the ACHIEVE Act, would do is extend new visas to people younger than 28 who were brought to the United States before the age of 14 and who have no serious criminal records. But the critics are basically saying this issue of determining the age of those who are eligible could be a problem. The educational timelines might unfairly deny eligibility to some young people. And essentially, this act, the Republican Act, would not ensure that students get affordable educations. They're not guaranteed loans or work-study programs or incentives for in-state tuition. So there are intricacies that are different, but essentially one is for citizenship ultimately and the other one is not.
Well, does it say something that the Republican bill has been proposed by two outgoing senators from border states?
I think it does say something. You know, this is the time, as we've been talking, Bob, to watch the internal debate in the Republican Party in terms of Latino voters and in terms of immigration reform. So if you step back and you say, you know, it seems like the Republicans, who can only be attentive to immigration, to broader forms of immigration reform, are the ones who are leaving their elected seats, it seems that it communicates to many in the Latino electorate that the Republican Party is essentially not there yet in terms of its inclusiveness. Now, I was with some Latino Republicans last week, influential ones. One of them said to me, you know, this was the best thing that happened, that the Republican Party lost. And I said, well, how can you say this? This is your party. You're a Latino Republican and you want them to lose? He said, this is going to be the time when Latino Republicans, the Republican Party needed this kick in the behind, essentially, so that Latinos can push for something big and broad. But essentially, if you have a path for citizenship, why would Republicans support that? Because these Latino immigrants and other immigrants who do get legalized ultimately could become Democratic voters. Why would Republicans support that?
Well, we've talked about how minority voters helped lead President Obama to reelection. But some Republicans say the election has nothing to do with the GOP's push for immigration reform. And that's exactly how Matt Barreto sees it. He's the co-founder of the polling firm Latino Decisions.
They've been working on this for a long time. We would have seen this bill in the House or the Senate years ago. And I think the election results sent a very clear message to Republicans, and especially those from states with large Latino populations, that they need to have smarter solutions on immigration.
Do you agree?
Look, it's a reaction to the elections, no doubt. And here's the context. On the one hand, you have the demographic that is one of the fastest growing Latinos, 43% demographic growth over the last 10 years in the last census. They just came to the electoral game with lots of power. You also have an immigration movement that is saying now we need to push further than ever before so that it's not just a DREAM Act. We want comprehensive reform. The new term that people are talking about is an inclusive reform, an inclusive path to citizenship. On the other hand, you have Republicans who are reeling essentially from the clarity of, you know, with time and distance of how much they've damaged the Latino vote in this election. And yet these Republicans want to go piecemeal, step by step, you know, the DREAM Act first, maybe something else here, but no citizenship. Immigrant activists are saying, look, Mr. President, you owe us now more than ever. Piecemeal will only satisfy the Republicans, or do something inclusive, comprehensive, satisfy immigrants, satisfy Latino voters, and lock in Latino voters in, for the Democrats for the long haul. But, Bob, the next big issue is going to be the conversation around family issues, because how can family values in this country be supported with anything that leads to a division between young people who are here without papers being allowed to stay and their parents not?
Yes.
So it's going to become a conversation about American family values.
Well, you know, it is interesting to see both parties courting the Hispanic and Latino vote. But before they were a political voting bloc, Mexican-Americans welcomed President Kennedy back in Houston on the night before he was assassinated. Let's reach back into our archives and bear with us because of this scratchy audio here. But here's JFK talking with the group.
Well, I'm glad to be here today. And in order that my words will be even clearer, I'm going to ask my wife to say a few words to you also.
Okay, now here's...
And so, Bob, what happens next is that Jackie Kennedy then takes the podium. JFK hands her to the podium, and she stands up and speaks essentially in flawless Spanish. Let's also take a listen beyond the poor audio quality to Jackie Kennedy.
Estoy muy contenta de estar en el gran estado de Texas, de estar con ustedes que forman parte.
Of course, after JFK was killed the next day, no one was paying attention to this appeal to Hispanics. But it was the first time a sitting president ever met with or acknowledged Latinos as a new voting bloc. Isn't that true?
That is true. And following the assassination of JFK, then Robert F. Kennedy was visiting with Cesar Chavez at his hunger strikes. Dolores Huerta was with him just before he was assassinated. This was the beginning of something powerful in terms of a relationship with the Latino electorate and the Democratic Party. The question now is whether or not this deep relationship with the Latinos comes to something actually tangible for Latino voters and their immigrant families, which is comprehensive, inclusive immigration reform that leads to citizenship.
Well, Maria, thanks for joining us, and we'll be checking back with you next week to explore more issues facing the Latino community.
Me parece muy bien, Bob. We'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Maria Hinojosa, host of the NPR program Latino USA, here on WGBH's Morning Edition.